Hello guys, welcome to my podcast. I can explain quickly. Today we will discuss everything about hyperthreading you should know. So number one, what is hyperthreading? Hyperthreading, HT, is Intel's name for simultaneous multi-threading. It basically means that one CPU core can work on two problems at the same time. So now, second, how hyperthreading works? Hyperthreading doesn't mean that the CPU can do twice as much work, just that it can store all its capacities used by dealing with multiple simpler problems at once. To your operating system, each real silicon CPU core looks like two, so it feeds each one work as if they were separate. Because so much of a CPU does is not enough to work it to max the maximum, ST make sure you are getting your money's worth from that chip. For each processor core that is physically present, the operating system addresses two virtual logical cores and shares the workload between them when possible. The main function of hyperthreading is to increase the number of independent instructions in the pipeline. It takes advantage of superscalar architecture in which multiple instructions operate on separate data in parallel, with HDD on physical core appears as two processes to the operating system, allowing concurrent scheduling of two processes per core. In addition, two or more processes can use the same resources. If resources for one process are not available, then another process can continue if its resources are available. In addition to requiring simultaneous multi-threading (SMT) support in the operating system, hyperthreading can be properly utilized only with an operating system specifically optimized for it. Unlike a traditional dual-core processor configuration that uses two separate physical processors, logical processors in a hyperthreading threaded core share the execution resources. These resources include the execution engine, caches, and system bus interface. The sharing of resources allow two logical processors to work with each other more efficiently and allows the logical processor to borrow resources from a stalled logical core, assuming both logical cores are associated with the same physical core. A processor stalls when it is waiting for data it has sent for it, so it can finish processing the present thread. The degree of benefit seen when using a hyperthreaded or multi-core processor depends on the needs of the software and how well it and the operating system are written to manage the processor efficiently. Who should care about hyperthreading? This is another question that can be a little complicated, but it's actually pretty simple when you break it down. First, let's put out the one thing about hyperthreading that's almost always true. If you must choose between two processors that can handle the same number of threads but don't have the same number of cores, go with the CPU that has more physical cores. For example, if you have a dual core hyperthreaded CPU and a non-HT quad core CPU, the quad core option is a better choice, as hyperthreading in dual core processors is not a better choice if you have the best choice available without HD. Given that they are close to each other in single thread, single core performance. Why? Because the quad core CPU has more physical processing hardware. The real pickle comes when you have two CPUs with the same physical specification. One has HT and other doesn't. Now our question is, really has to do with the software that you want to run. If you have the software that can spawn enough threads to use the HT threads as well, you'll see a significant boost from opting for a CPU with hyperthreading. Simply because none of the processing capacity is being wasted and the component is working nearly its full potential as much of the time as possible. If the software you want to run doesn't spawn enough threads to also use the ST virtual cores, you see literally no difference in performance. Traditional operations such as CPU, 3D rendering, video encoding and photo manipulation will create as many threads as your poor CPU can take. In other words, many modern professional applications are thread hungry. This is why hyper-threading has been restricted to professional tier CPUs such as Intel Core i7 and up. Mainstream applications such as word processors and web browsers aren't going to perform any better with hyper-threading, even if they can spawn more threads. Simply because the needs of those applications as used by most people doesn't even give entry-level CPUs a hard time. A big gaming question. Video games are another mainstream application that's been fairly abject to hyper-threading. At the time of writing, in 2019, the latest video game engines are starting to become more thread-heavy, which means hyper-threading enabled CPUs will perform better in them. Older titles won't see any advantage at all, with the exception of few simulation type games that make heavy use of AI or other CPU centric processes. Does that mean your next gaming PC should have hyper-threading? The thing is, we are now moving into a mainstream CPU market where 6, 8, 12 core CPUs are the norm. So it's far better to have more physical cores where possible. The simple answer, hopefully the above explanations have been clear enough, but let's break it down to the bottom line. If you do professional thread heavy work, hyper-threading matters. If you are a mainstream user, don't worry about it. If you are a gamer, prioritize having more cores in your next build over HD, but get SE in addition if the price is right. That's it for today. I'll meet you in the next episode of Tech Explained quickly.